And I think it's also obvious that I am much happier than I was. I am so much happier. Oh my gosh, I want to cry. you know, this disease for me, yeah, I don't know what comes first, the food or the depression. I don't know. It doesn't even matter anymore because they're just totally intertwined. And I really don't invite either one into my life today. And, you know, I don't know if I, well, I always invited the food in. And with it was the depression and the anxiety. And I suffered with that on and off since I'm 13 years old. On and off, on and off, on and off. You know, sometimes big depressions, sometimes little ones. But it always, you know, the food was always a piece of it. Food was always my medicine when I was not feeling good. And it was also my medicine when I was feeling good. So I don't know, it was just my medicine all the time. And it's truly a miracle today that I can be here and speak, because I've been around a long time. I've had some success in this program. I've had a lot of failures. I've had some success. I failed. But I'm in the success mode right now. And it feels great. Amazing. I've had the best summer I've had in years. And that's without the food. And yeah, I've been to parties. I've been away for a week. Barbecues, and it's been okay. It's really been okay. As a matter of fact, I think I had a much better time these occasions than I ever had before in the summer. It's really amazing. And just like I did before I walked in the door tonight, and do the same thing before I go anywhere where I think food could be a little temptation, I bring God with me. And I ask him, please help me. Help me to do the right thing, to do the next right thing. Help me to stay abstinent, and certainly help me with speaking tonight. And I've been praying on this for a couple of days, and I'm really just going to speak. I mean, I have nothing planned. But I mean, who? I said to Ross on the phone today, who knows my story better than me? You know, nobody. And, you know, I remember, you know, I don't know why this came to mind today. I hadn't thought about this day in many, many years. I don't even know how long ago this was, but I'm guessing 30 years for sure, if not more ago. And I'll never forget it. I was living alone. I was in the food and in the depression, and I'll never forget it. It was a Sunday morning. I got up really early without a shower and I went to the food store. And I spent $100 on food, which 30 years ago got you some food. Now, I tell you, it really doesn't at the food store. And I brought it all home. And I pretty much ate it all day. Pretty much wiped it out. You know, and I was sick on every level by the end of the day. Very sick. And I just hid out all day. You know, never left my apartment again until the next morning when I went to work. And I don't know what, you know, I haven't thought about that day in many years. It just kind of came to mind today. Oh, what a terrible place to be. Ugh. Don't want to go there again. What a terrible, terrible place to be. And, you know, I think I was in the prime of my life. I was probably 28, 30. Not in a happy place, for sure. And, I remember all the stuff I ate that day. From protein to sweets to carbs, back to protein. I ate everything. It wasn't just one, everything and anything. And it was really pretty awful. And I know, I do remember the next day, I used to have to get up at 5:30 for work. And wow. Pretty hard. You know, and I'm thinking about other times like that where I've eaten, and the next day has been such a struggle just to live my life. And I would live it just to the barest minimum, you know, do what I had to do and do nothing else. And I don't want to live it that way anymore. You know, my energy is starting to come up, and it's unbelievable to me. I mean, I still get tired at night, but you know, I know it's the difference in the food, and also I've added exercise, which I've been fighting for a long, long time, and I've added the exercise. I really think that should be one of our tools. I don't know, my personal opinion is exercise and prayer should be part of the tools, and that's made a tremendous difference also. You know, I kept wondering, when am I going to, like, leave an exercise session and not feel tired? Well, I don't know, all of a sudden it happened. I didn't even realize it. And my energy is way up. You know, today I worked all day, but I did go to the gym this morning early. And then I worked a long, hard day, and I'm here. And I couldn't have done that while I was in the food. I wouldn't have done it. And I forget about could have. I would not have chosen to do it this way. But wow, everything is just better. Just better. I'm able to handle stress a little bit better. It's a very stressful time at work right now. It's our busiest time of the year these 2 weeks. And I'm handling it. I'm kind of dealing with the customers, and I always handled it because I could always do it, the work. But the difference is I don't get off the phone now and say something nasty, where the customer can't hear it. I don't do that anymore. I just go on to the next project or the next phone call. And that is a big difference. I don't even resent my, why would I resent my clientele? Is that crazy? My own clientele who support me, why would I resent them? But I used to. But not anymore. They can do say whatever you want, demand whatever you want. Because I'm there to give it. That's my job. And anytime I've qualified in this program, I always have to mention my Nana. Because she pretty much raised me. And she also was one fantastic cook and baker. Old country Nana. And she never drove. And she lived with us growing up. And both my parents worked, and she took care of us. But basically, she cooked and baked. And I kind of have promised myself every time I tell my story, I want to tell this. This is the first time I remember eating compulsively, and I was very young. I would say four and a half. It's one of my first memories. And she had baked. And the old style, if any of you had the old grandmas, when they baked, I don't know, they would lay stuff all over the house. My grandma laid stuff on the beds, on the couch, on tablecloths that were drying, because she had made everything homemade. And it'd be all over the house drying. And I remember getting into and I still remember the big red container, this beautiful sweet thing in there that she had labored over. And I polished off probably about 3/4 of it. And I knew something was wrong, even at that age. I figured, why can't I stop? And I knew I was going to get in trouble. And I knew I was going to lie about it, too. At that young age, I knew that. And I remember thinking, I cannot leave this vessel of food. I couldn't all day long, back and forth. And of course, it was obvious that so much was missing, and everybody was, I blamed it on my little brother. He couldn't really speak for himself yet. And I remember that. It's a funny thing, to remember that at four and a half. It's one of my first memories. Sad, very sad. And, changing gears, I guess cooking and baking runs in the family, not me. But I just spent a week with my three cousins, which we do every summer. We do a girls' trip. And it's a big, hard week for me because they also are gourmet cooks and bakers. And I don't know, it seems like they spend their whole day cooking and baking, even on vacation. And that's what they did. And I did not partake of everything that they produced, and they produced a lot of stuff. And sometimes I went for a walk. Sometimes I was fine, I just stayed in the house with them. It was hard at times because there was so much stuff around. It was like everywhere you looked there was something. And but I did not. And I felt it was a big test that week. I just got back like 2 weeks ago from this trip, and I didn't, I stayed abstinent. And I think it's the first time, and I think it's about the 9th year I've done this with them. And this is the first time that I had an abstinent vacation with them. And they did not. And I didn't announce it, proclaim like I used to, I just did what I knew I had to do to keep myself sane. And I had a great week. I walked every morning, and I did yoga on the beach. Incredible experience of full moon yoga. I never would have done that. Fell on the sand. It was so much fun. I did one morning, my cousin, we did boot camp on the beach. I couldn't do it, but I tried it. And never would have done that before. I would have been in bed late, and I would have been eating sweets for breakfast with them. And I did not do that. And I know it's only due to my prayer, people in this program, tools, literature, only due to that, that I could possibly resist all that without it being like torture. And it was not torturous at all. What's torturous for me is that day 30 years ago where I was, you know, ate $100 of food in, you know, 10 hours, and it's a tremendous amount of food. That's torture. That's torture. And I don't want to go back to that place. I've been abstinent since April 1st, and this is where I want to stay. Yeah, I do not want to go backwards. And I will be honest, I have fear. I have fear that maybe come the winter, when I usually get kind of blue, or I'm home more, yeah, maybe I won't be able to maintain this. But I will be able to. If I continue to do exactly what I'm doing now. If I change my pattern, no, I won't be able to. I hear it all the time at the meetings, you know, repetition, 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 and I've got to keep repeating it, come the cold weather and the dark nights, because that's when I can really get in trouble with myself. With myself, I don't need any help. You know, I think I'm my own worst enemy, and I'm my own best friend. And, you know, I hope to be an example to my nephews. I don't know. You know, I hope I'm an example to my little granddaughter, who I think is the love of my life. I really think she's the love of my life, and she's three and three quarters, and I'm even changing my ways in the way that I feed her, and doesn't really like it. You know, and she's a little, you know, and I fear, you know, I hope not. I hope she does not have this disease of compulsive overeating. And if she does have it, I hope she can, I hope I can lead by example. And that's all I'm trying to do right now. And I really think that's all I have to say. But thank you for listening to me. Thank you.